The switch is on to Morabito, your locally owned energy leader. If you're looking to get serious about your energy plan, now's the time to switch to Morabito. For four generations, we've delivered reliable, dependable, and affordable energy. For fuel oil, propane, natural gas, even kerosene and coal, count on Morabito. With our automatic delivery, budget payment plans, and state-of-the-art heating and cooling equipment, reliability and affordability are just a phone call away. Switch to the area's local energy leader. Switch to Morabito.
Clean, comfortable, and affordable. That's the Super 8 Hotel on Meng Drive in Sydney. With the holidays coming, let your extended family stretch out and relax with a stay at the Super 8. Free Wi-Fi, continental breakfast, and kids stay free with an adult. It's the perfect place for your out-of-town guests to enjoy their stay. Cable TV, coffee makers, mini fridge, and microwaves are all available. Having a fall wedding? Super 8 is ideal for your bridal party and traveling guests. Maybe planning a Dreams Park baseball trip? Well, hit a home run with Super 8 and save your family money.
Mention WCDO when you book your reservations and receive a discounted nightly rate through December 31st.
Call 607-563-8880 for the Super 8 Hotel on Main Drive in Sydney.
The Delaware National Bank of Delhi is a proud supporter of local high school sports on WCDO. DNBD sends a special good luck wish this season to the Delhi Bulldogs athletic teams as they compete in their fall sports season. Go Bulldogs! DNBD is the 26th oldest bank in the nation, providing over 175 years of service to Delaware County and beyond. With locations in Delhi, Margaretville, Davenport, Hobart, and our loan production office in Oneonta, DNBD is here to meet all of your financial needs. Visit online at dnbd.net. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender. The Delaware National Bank of Delhi, always supporting local athletes in the Tri-County area.
Hop in. All roads lead to McDonald's.
Okay, what's the big deal?
Specifically, there are two of them.
All right, impress me.
A doubly delicious double cheeseburger and small fries, $2.50.
Ooh.
Or a six-piece tender, juicy chicken McNuggets and small fries, also $2.50.
That's a nice price. Twice.
AKA, two big deals, one not-so-big price.
Time to get to Mickey D's on the double.
Price and participation may vary. Limited time only. Price of individual item posted on menu board.
This is your loving reminder to try McDonald's new sirloin third-pound burgers, made with juicy 100% North American sirloin and premium ingredients. But they're only here for a limited time, and if you miss out, you'll never know how incredibly delicious they taste, just like you'll never know how incredible it is to read people's minds.
Oh, I'm hungry.
Or see the inside of the refrigerator after you shut the door.
Dark.
Don't miss the sirloin third-pound burgers at McDonald's, now just $4.99. Better enjoy this loving while it lasts. Price and participation may vary.
Nate Lowell here for WCDO Sports. It's Class D playoff football time as Harpersville Afton travels over to take on Walton in the 4-5 matchup. And we're glad to be joined by Walton head coach Jim Hoover. Coach, thanks for spending some time with us here.
No problem, mate.
Coach, first off, always exciting to get into the playoffs. Talk about what your team, the season that they've had, what they've had to do to finish 6-1 and make the playoffs. It's always, you know, tough to get in there. There's not a lot of spots to be had.
Right. Well, you know, the kids have worked hard. You know, after losing to Deposit Hancock, we kind of rebounded, and the kids have been playing pretty good ball since then. So we're right now, I think we're playing. You know, we're at where we want to be.
Coach, a question that I thought of is, you know, last year you were the number one seed in the playoffs. This year you're the four. But you suffered an early loss in the playoffs last year. Has this group been motivated by that to come back, have a game on their home field, and have a chance to, you know, get back to Binghamton, perhaps?
The kids that were on the team last year, you know, were very disappointed the way it ended. Have we talked about it a lot? No. Has it been mentioned? Yes. But I think the motivating factor is just to go out there and play a real good game against a pretty good football team.
A few weeks ago, Coach, when we talked to you before the Delhi game, you'd had some guys out sick and a few injuries. Just wanted to get an update on your team health as you head into the playoffs.
We're probably the healthiest that we've been most of the year. We lost Nolan Denny this past week to a concussion. He's one of our tight ends and also our punter and kicker. So he's going to be out probably for a couple of weeks. But besides that, we're in pretty good shape.
Of course, you have a home game here against Harpersville Afton, and if anyone's ever been over to a Walton game, you know you have a great crowd there that really comes out to support you. Does that, you think, give you any sort of an advantage, just being comfortable playing at home in front of the orange and the black fans?
Yeah, in fact, that's what we try to motivate our kids with the last couple of games, because we kind of knew we'd be getting to the playoffs, but we wanted that home field advantage. And it's is it a big advantage? Probably psychologically it is. But, you know, we have to still go out there and play good football.
Well, you have a matchup with Harpersville Afton, team that they were 6-1 right behind Tioga in their division. What are some of the weapons they bring to the table? We've seen them a few times this year, and it just seems like they have a few guys who can really surprise you from time to time.
Well, they do. They have pretty good speed. They got I'd say at least two or three real good hard running backs. You know, they got some receivers, 6'5" gentlemen that can catch the ball, and they have a couple other quicker receivers that do a nice job getting the ball. And we, you know, also not sure. We have them on tape about four times, and with them losing their quarterback early, they've tried a couple of different quarterbacks in there, so we're not sure who's going to be starting against us. So that creates somewhat of a problem, too.
And I wanted to talk about your running back, Dawson Beers. We've seen him a few times this year here on CDO, and, you know, not an overly huge guy or anything. We know he's a heck of an athlete, a great football player, a great wrestler. What makes him so successful? It just seems like when he hits the hole, his legs keep moving no matter what hits him.
Well, I wish I knew. He's just a hard-nosed kid who just loves the game, always wants to be in there. You know, if we had him on all the specialty teams, he wouldn't complain. He's just, again, a typical Walton running back who just loves to run the ball. And you're right, he's not the biggest guy in the world. I think he weighs about 180, but he runs a lot bigger than he is.
My last question here with Walton head coach Jim Hoover. Coach, if you had to nail down a couple of keys here that would help you guys get a win over Harpersville Afton, what would those be?
Well, I think it's like any other week. We have to stay away from turnovers. We got to keep the ball, and we got to take away their bread and butter. They like to sweep the ball. They like to run off tackle. They got a couple nice counters, and when they have to, they can throw the ball. So they're pretty all, you know, well-rounded team, and we're just going to have to slow them up a little bit.
Walton head coach Jim Hoover. Coach, as always, thanks for joining us, and good luck against Harpersville Afton here in the playoffs.
Thank you, sir.
This is Nate Lowell. We'll be right back with more football Class D playoffs coming up here on CDO.
The Catskill Shed Company is a proud supporter of high school sports on WCDO. With locations in Sydney, Oneonta, Binghamton Green, Davenport, and New Hartford, Catskill Shed is close by no matter where you call home and loves to support our local athletes. Right now, Catskill Shed is offering special pricing on a 10x14 lofted barn with 29-gauge metal roofing, including a 30-year warranty on the roof. Built from water-sealed quality lumber, this shed has a lifetime warranty against termites and fungal decay. No New York State permit is required. Stock and ready for free delivery and set up by our expert driver. Just $2,740 to buy today, or finance it for only $126.85 a month plus tax. Catskill Shed Company, 320-5005. For special pricing, find Catskill Shed Company on Facebook.
This great deal on this backyard outfitter's shed won't last long. Call Catskill Shed today.
The fall high school sports season is here, and it's the perfect time of year for a tailgate party. But who has time to go shopping, to cook everything, and bring it all to the big game? Why not let Hot Rods Barbecue of Otigo do it for you? Rodney Robinson is the pitmaster at Hot Rods Barbecue. He features a tasty menu from pulled pork to barbecued beef, salt potatoes, and his signature baked beans. Hot Rods Barbecue can prepare your entire meal and deliver it to the game for you. So book your tailgate party or any gathering with Hot Rods Barbecue of Otigo at 434-2634. Forget the barbecue chicken. Be unique and have Hot Rods Barbecue for your next school fundraiser. 434-2634.
Buying insurance can be a tricky and confusing process, but the Chirino Insurance Agency at 50 North Broad Street in Norwich is here to help. From business and life to home and renter's insurance, Pat and the team at Chirino Insurance can handle all your questions and needs. Family owned and operated since 1972, Chirino Insurance is an independent agency offering competitive rates for auto, home, business, life, motorcycle insurance, and more. They now offer boat, snowmobile, RV, and camper coverage too. For a free quote, call 336-1444 or visit them online at ChirinoInsurance.com. Chirino Insurance, service and savings with a personal touch.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
Welcome back. Nate Lull and Tim Cutting with you here on CDO. We come to you live from Jim Hoover Field at Walton Central School. Our halftime score is Walton leading Harpersville Afton 22-6.
Welcome into the Mirabito Energy Products Halftime Report, brought to you by Mirabito, delivering energy solutions with outstanding customer service for over 85 years. Call them today, 563-HEAT. That's 563-HEAT. And again, the halftime score, 22-6. And before we talk about the playoffs too much here, just wanted to update you on some out-of-town scores here. The South Courtright boys soccer team defeating Jefferson today, 3-0. So the top-seeded Rams will move on to the Class D boys soccer semifinals. That'll be on middle of next week, I believe, in Oneonta at the Hall of Fame fields. So the boys still rolling there. And if you're a Delhi soccer fan, the Delhi boys team losing to Green today in the Class C sectionals, 2-0. So that was three losses on the year, all to Green for the Delhi boys. Just a tough one there for them as they fall today, 2-0. But, Tim, some scores from last night in the Class D football playoffs. Of course, this is the 4-5 game here today, Walton being the 4, Harpersville Athens being the 5. Number 1, Tioga took down number 8, Oxford, 59-26. We had number 7, Groton, at number 2, Deposit Hancock. I was at that game last night, and the Eagles of Deposit Hancock rolled 66-12. Moravia upset number 3, Elmira Notre Dame, 39-13. So I believe Deposit Hancock is going to play Moravia. That'll be at 3 o'clock in Binghamton at Alumni Stadium next Saturday. And Tioga will get the winner of Walton and Harpersville Afton. That game will be at noon down in Binghamton next Saturday. So a little Halloween football treat. And, boy, just so many good teams. When you look at Walton, you look at Tioga, Harpersville Afton, you look at Deposit Hancock, just some great teams here in this playoff series.
Yeah, it definitely is a group of good teams. And I will say one thing that is that's synonymous with all of them. It's they know how to execute their line blocks so well and everything like that. And then the other thing is they always have a good stable of backs. Yeah, Deposit Hancock has Ronnie Ballard. You got Manuel and Zwerline.
Your boy, AZ.
I can't believe I forgot him. But, they definitely are huge weapons, you know, but it all starts up front. So I want to give props to all those schools' front lines because they don't go anywhere without them.
It's been a fun year because we've had Tioga on, we've had Oxford, we've had Deposit Hancock, all these playoff teams, Walton, Harpersville Athens. We've had a great chance this year to have them all here on CDO, so good luck to all of them next week as they head into the playoffs. Some non-playoff games that happened last night, some of those teams that didn't make the playoffs get a few extra games. Bainbridge-Guilford went up to Morrisville-Eaton, they won 40-22, so a nice win there for the Bobcats. Unitego went up to Frankfort Schuyler and won 22-12. So some good wins against non-league opponents there. Some games today, Unadilla Valley is at Lafayette. That's a Section 3 school. Seton Catholic is at Spencer Van Etten, and Delhi is at Cooperstown. So if we can grab any scores for you there, we certainly will.
So Frankfort Schuyler.
Frankfort Schuyler.
Frankfort Schuyler, we learned, is just east of Utica.
Mm-hmm.
And I've never heard that in all the years that I've been around, you know, been in this area and everything. Never heard that name. But they're going to win the school's name challenge today. Frankfort Schuyler. What was that other one? Beaver River. Beaver River. Yeah, there's a whole bunch of them.
We always like to look at who Cooperstown is playing because, yes, they are Section 3, but they're, you know, in our neck of the woods. And, boy, they have such an interesting schedule, all against schools that we don't normally see because they're in Section 3. So they were playing Beaver River. They play some of those other schools that are up Utica way. So Frankfort Schuyler and Unitego last night. And Morrisville Eaton against BG. Nice for these schools that always have to beat each other up here in this division can get out and play some other teams as well around the state.
Well, it's also good for the, you know, the coaching staffs because they might pick up something that they can use in the next few years. And you know what? Your league teams haven't seen that. You
right.
know, so you might get some, you know, little trickeration kind of plays from other schools.
And again, just want to say thank you to all our special sponsors for today's game, the River Club of Afton. You can stop there just off I-80 Exit 7 in Afton. Great food there at the River Club. Amphenol of Sydney, of course, Acco Brands of Sydney, Sydney Federal Credit Union, Huff Ice Cream of Sydney. You ever wondered how all your chips, your cookies, your ice cream get to the store? Huff Ice Cream delivers all over the state, so that's how that gets there. And they are located right in the industrial park there in Sydney. Hot Rods Barbecue of Otigo. Give Hot Rod a call. He can cater any event from a wedding, a graduation party, anniversary party. Give Hot Rod a call in Otigo today. And, of course, Ken's Paint Service in Nineveh. Ken is a longtime supporter of Harpersville Afton Sports, was a heck of a football player back in his own day there, Ken Hurlbert, for Harpersville.
Better known as a softball pitcher, though.
Really?
Oh, yeah. He could really, really bring it.
So Ken's...
We call them Kenny Haha.
Ken's Paint Service of Nineveh. You can call him today. Even though it's wintertime, folks, he's got those inside jobs. You're looking to get something, you know, trimmed up inside. He can certainly do that for you. All right, we'll take a quick break. We'll come back with the start of the second half here. 22-6 the score. Live from Jim Hoover Field. We got the TV cameras here that'll be shooting the highlights. You can check those out later tonight on WBNG, the Binghamton Station, Channel 12. So, you know, make sure you take a look at that later on today. Again, 22-6, Walton the 4 seed, leading the 5 seed, visiting Harpersville Afton, 22-6. So we'll take a quick break. For Tim Cutting, I'm Nate Lull. We'll be right back here on WCDO.
We're specialists in you, Robert's Eye Care Associates. We care about the way you see, you'll find it's true. We take care of your eyes and we take care of you. It's what you'd expect our doctors to do. We're specialists in you, Robert's Eye Care Associates.
Hi, this is Bill Thomas from Sydney Auto Body. Did you know that it's your choice? If you need auto body repair service, you choose who does the work on your vehicle. And I'm proud to say that Sydney Auto Body has been a top choice by Tri-County area residents. We offer quality, reliable work performed by trained professionals. We use the most up-to-date frame and unibody measuring equipment and the DuPont paint mixing system. So remember, if you need auto body work, it's your choice. And I hope you'll choose Sydney Auto Body, 21 Union Street in beautiful downtown Sydney, 563-8200.
FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
Welcome back, folks. Nate Lull and Tim Cutting with you here on CDL. Also, thanks for joining us on WCDOsports.com, our web stream courtesy of SFCU. At SFCU, it's all about you. Of course, they're one of our special sponsors here for this contest here today, the Class D Section 4 football playoffs. The winner of this contest will play Tioga next Saturday at noon down at Binghamton Alumni Stadium. And then the winners next week of those games will move on to the Section 4 Class D Championship, which will be November 6th. One thing I thought was interesting last night, Tim, Randolph, who is a Class D powerhouse from out in the Buffalo Section 6 area, they lost in their sectional, you know, their sectional quarterfinal round. They're the team that's taken out Tioga the last few years. They had some players suspended by the school for an incident, but still, for that team to go down, it seems like Class D is wide open this year.
Yeah, that's a huge, huge loss to the state playoff program right there, because you always hear about Randolph. You know what? Maybe Tioga's year this year.
I mean, when Tioga has kind of steamrolled through the section the last couple of years, then they run into Randolph. I think, you know, they've only put up 6 or 14 points the last couple of years against Randolph. So, again, Class D wide open. You don't know what a team like Tioga, Deposit Hancock, Walton, Harper's Latham could do if they got out of the section.
Well, right, and you don't know, and I kind of threw that out there about Tioga. Well, you know what? There's still 4 good teams in this after today.
Oh, yeah.
You know, that anybody could go from Section 4 and maybe compete with those other schools from the other sections.
And you look at Moravia beating Elmira Notre Dame last night as a 6 seed, so they're on the uptick right now as well. So about to get the second half started, 22-6 the score. And again, another shout-out. I know we talked about it earlier, but Sydney, the Modified A team, finishing undefeated, having a great season. Just want to say congratulations to those guys if they're listening. Glad to see them do so well. Tim, I know you were up there earlier today checking them out.
Yeah, on the cold, cold alumni field, it was awful up there. Those little guys were out there giving their putting it all out on the field, and nice win for them. Good job, Warriors.
Maybe, you know, that field is so fantastic, they should have had the heated turf put in there. I think that would have helped. So about to start the third quarter here. Walton will be kicking off to Harpersville Afton. The Warriors leading the Hornets 22-6. So Harpersville Afton in the white with the navy blue pants and the gold trim, says Hornets across the helmet, will be going left to right. And, of course, the orange crush of Walton here, the orange pants, the orange helmet, says Walton in orange lettering across the front of that black uniform. So we're set to go for the second half as we see some Tioga coaching staff here in the stands checking this one out today, as they know they will probably see the winner of this contest next weekend in Binghamton. So here's Deion Oakley. He fields the kickoff for the Hornets, cuts back to the 35, to the 40. Nice little return with some good speed up to the 40, 43 here, Tim.
Yeah, real nice. I mean, he didn't do anything but kick it straight up the field. Nice job by him. Got a nice little, probably 20 yards on that return.
Boy, this is going to be a big opening drive here for the Hornets. If they could go down and score, cut this back to a one-score game, would certainly help their confidence, I would think.
Well, I think it definitely helped their confidence, but I almost think it's essential. I mean, they really do need to have a good drive. It needs to result in some point, some way, shape, or form. They really can't give the ball back to the Warriors, because if they do give the ball back to the Warriors without scoring here, it could be all over but the crayon.
And the Hornets have moved the ball well today. It's just they've had a couple of times where they got down to the 25, the 20, and then that Walton defense really clamped down. So here we go on first and 10.
They definitely, I mean, you know, you were talking about, we talked about it earlier, that Walton is so good at disguising their coverages and everything, and it's really watching the backs, you know, sometimes the backers are right up in the line, sometimes they're 3-4 yards back off the ball, and then they'll switch back the other way, you know. I mean, it's just, they make you think about what you're going to do offensively, and if you do, or if you're able to audible out of the play that you had called from the huddle.
So had a little delay there. Looked like there was a whistle in the stands, and the officiating crew wanted to make sure that that stopped and confuse anybody on the field. So that was a little 30-second delay there, folks. So first and 10 now. They'll hand off, and over to the left side here is Mitchell Weiss driving his way forward for a first down and more for the Hornets. They punch it into Walton territory.
Weiss with a little off-tackle run right there. Really nice job. I talked about it at the halftime thing. It's all about those guys up front. They cleared the path.
11:47, just starting the third quarter here, folks, live from Jim Hoover Field at Walton Central School. Just a football weather day here, real crisp, cold, a little bit of wind, and but overall, this field is in great shape. No rain today or anything. Have to be happy weather-wise here for this one.
It's definitely not raining in the press box.
No, we're very, very lucky it's not. If it's raining in here, we'd be in trouble.
Yeah, we just got to worry about the guys up on the roof, the scouts that are up there that might come through.
22-6 the score. Walton leading Harpersville Afton. And this is a first and 10 after that nice run by Mitchell Weist on the first play of the second half. And now an official timeout here. It looked like maybe we just had a little shoe tying break there for the Walton Warriors. Now we'll get back underway. First and 10. Ball is on the 45. And again, they'll hand off to Weist, trying some power running. And maybe about a gain of one on the play.
They went with the split backs again with the quarterback and the shotgun, and they actually tried to do that little fake handoff and then right back to the Weist. And the ball is bouncing around in there, but good job by the Hornets to recover it and only lose two on the play.
I'm impressed with Walton. Even though they are undersized on the line, matching up against this very big, very physical Hornets offensive line and defensive line, they've really had some luck crashing through.
Yeah, they are really quick off the ball, so, you know, and that definitely helps the Warriors out.
So this will be a second and 12 now for Harpersville Afton as they go left to right. We're about a minute into the third quarter. Walton leads Harpersville Afton 22-6. And here is Dylan Lindsay. The quarterback is under center, the senior. The lefty drops back, throws over the middle, looking there for Peyton Dean, and the big 6'5" guy pulls it down. He gets to the 30 with that long stretch and a flag on the play.
Yeah, and that was an absolutely fantastic catch. I can't tell you how nice of a play that was by Dean. I mean, he went as high as he could go and both hands on the ball, just brought it back down. Flag on the play, I'm sure it's going to get declined because it is a first down.
Boy, and that he made it look easy, just being able to go up and snag that one out of the air like that. So this is going to be a penalty against Walton, but as you said, looks like they'll decline. Yes, and then they will. So the ball is going to be at the 30-yard line. A good little drive being put together here by Harpersville Afton.
Yeah, that's a great weapon to have a kid that's that big. You can throw the ball out high up in the air like that and have him go up and get it. Great job.
He really gave Tioga some problems a couple weeks ago when we did that game down in Harpersville. 10:45 to go, third quarter. Walton leads Harpersville Afton 22-6. A run up the middle here, and still on his feet here is Madison Hoover, cutting back to the middle of the field, down to the 15. A great pickup here for Hoover, slicing and dicing through the Orange Crush defense.
He runs left, he runs right, he runs left, he runs right. We don't know where he's going, but boy, what a nice effort by that young man.
Boy, that was very nice there for Madison Hoover, the 5'7", 175-pound junior. And so 10.5 to go, third quarter, 22-6. Walton on top of the visiting Harpersville Afton Hornets. But into the red zone here for the Hornets as they go left to right, ball down to about the 14.
Quite motivated Hornet team coming out of the locker room.
Lindsay in the shotgun now, the quarterback here for the Hornets. He's got two running backs in the backfield. They're going to throw, pump fakes, now drives forward, and a little QB keeper, sneak ahead, picks up about three.
think he was going to throw the ball, but he actually looked and saw that, he was, the receiver was covered very well. So he, you know, tucked the ball, got a yard on the gain, and it's second down and nine.
So 9:55 to go, third quarter. Walton leading 22-6. The winner here in this Class D quarterfinal will move on to the semis in Binghamton next Saturday. They'll have a matchup with number one Tioga. The other semifinal will be Deposit Hancock, the 2 seed, against the 6 seed Moravia, who upset Elmira Notre Dame, the 3 seed, last night.
Beware of the IAC.
Yes, you never know. With the schools coming out of there, that we don't see that often in this neck of the woods. And now a handoff up the middle again, and this is going to be a touchdown here for the Hornets. Madison Hoover driving his way forward. Did he get in? Is he down at the 1? Touchdown. Yes, he got in.
They signaled a touchdown, so nice little drive. And like we said right at the kickoff, they needed to do just exactly what they did. They made the drive work, and they got points out of it.
Boy, Hoover with 2 huge runs on that drive. I'd say that's the best drive of the day we've seen from the Hornets. Really fired up coming out of the locker room.
Yeah, absolutely. And again, it doesn't happen without those big guys up front, and they're really making a nice little pass for these running backs.
Would have liked to have heard what Tim Petras said to the guys in the locker room at halftime.
Maybe we wouldn't.
Yeah. He must have been fired up. 22-12 to score. Now Harper's Zlatan going for 2. They pitch it out to Wilson. Cuts from left to right. He's not going to get it. He was short as he tried to jump over a defender. So the score will remain Walton 22, Harper Zlatan 12, 9:24 to go, third quarter. We'll step away for 30 seconds here on WCDO.
The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney wishes all Tri-Town area sports teams much success throughout the season. Amphenol is proud to be a part of the Tri-Town sports tradition and enthusiastically supports all high school sporting events. Amphenol hopes the broadcast of these games will provide both convenience and enjoyment, and we urge you to get out and support your favorite teams. The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, happy to contribute to live Tri-Town area high school sports on WCDO.
FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
Welcome back to Jim Hoover Field here in Walton. Nate Lull and Tim Cutting with you on CDO. 22-12 the score with 9:24 to go in the third quarter. And the first drive of the third quarter here, the second half for the Hornets, results in 6 points.
Came out down 16. Now they're down 10.
So the Hornets will kick off now, and the Warriors will field it going right to left at their own 15. And now cutting through the center of the pile, this might be a return here. He's at the 50, down to the 40-yard line here. A great run back from Derek Meade deep into Hornets territory as he went right up the middle of the field.
Yeah, really nice play. Touchdown-saving tackle by number 51 for Harpersville Hornets. Mitchell Mertz, real good play. Definitely kept 6 points off the board right there. Meade was running free right up the middle of the field and everything, and then he decided he was going to try to kick it out to the outside, and Mitchell was right there. Great play.
Just when you think you might have a little momentum against this Walton Warriors team, they seem to snatch it right back as they're going to have great field position starting at the Harper's Elafton 42 as the orange and black go right to left. They lead 22-12. 9:14 to go, third quarter, and they'll hand it off up the middle, and this is Dawson Beers for a gain of about 3, and I think we might see a heavy dose of him in this third quarter.
Yeah, I think we will. I think they're going to settle right down and just, you know, every now and then, but you got to be on your feet because all of a sudden they'll throw the ball. We've seen Walton do this today. Don't put it up in the air.
In terms of local stats, Dawson Beers has 20 touchdowns. That's the most in the area. The next closest is 8. And he has 191 carries coming in today for a little over 1,000 yards, about 1,300 yards, and that leads the area as well. So you see how much he's done this year on the ground for Walton. 2nd and 7, and they'll hand off this time to Dylan Wood, driving his way forward. First down here for Walton, and he's down to about the 27.
Huge hole on the left side. Wood had just nothing but daylight to run, get the first down. Good play.
Between Beers and Wood and Meade, this is quite the triple-headed monster here. 8.5 to go, third quarter, 22-12 is the score. Walton looking to punch one in on their first drive of the second half.
Yeah, they'd like to answer it right back, you know. I mean, you had that big lead, or not big lead, but you had that 2-score lead, and you want to get it right back.
Blake hit the senior QB, hands it off to Rutherford in the backfield, sniffed out there by the Hornets. They swarm in on him, and that was Peyton Dean breaking through to pull him down.
He catches the ball, and he also catches tailbacks running free in the in the backfield.
Boy, he sniffed that one out, and that's going to be a loss on the play there for Walton. Loss of 6, so a 2nd and 16. with 7:50 to go, third quarter. This would be big if the Hornets can get a stop here.
Yeah, you know, he plays, I mean, I go back to Dean there. He plays defensive end, but he looks like he should be playing center for, like, North Carolina. Who?
Yeah. Well, he's a great basketball player. We saw him a lot last winter in our coverage of Harpersville, and I'm sure we'll see him a lot this year as well. Here's Beers up the middle, and he just grounds and pounds for a gain of about four there. So this will bring up third and long.
Yep, a quick hitter for Walton, and Beers gets a nice little gain, gets back to the line, original line of scrimmage. It'll bring up third and 10 for the Walton Warriors.
So third and 10, ball is down to about the Harpersville Afton 27 here. 7:10 to go in this third quarter. And this will be a big third down here. A lot of momentum riding on this play. And so here is Blake Hitt. Rubs his hands together. The line is set. And it looks like he'll drop back to pass to the right side. Throws out into the flat. A nice catch there. He brings it in. It's going to be very close to the first down for Jordan Summers.
Yeah, he put his knee down. I think he's going to be just a tick short here.
Boy, and more passing today from Walton than we've ever seen here together, Tim. And they've been very successful, including a TD pass there to Summers in the second quarter.
I'm really shocked. I mean, this is, like I said before, this is the first time I've seen the Warriors this year. And I'll tell you what, it's not the typical Walton team that you know and have been around for many, many years.
Fourth and two. Ball is on the Hornets 20. The orange and black of Walton going right to left. They're going to go for it on this fourth and two, trying to punch it over with Beers. Looks like he's got it. Just pushes his way through the pile, and this should be a first down here for Walton.
Clock stops just for the play because of the first down, but yes, they're moving the chains. So the Warriors will have first and 10 at just shy of the 15.
So they had a second and 16. They chipped away at it, go for it on fourth down, and this will give them a first and 10 on the Harpersville-Afton 16-yard line here. So the Walton Warriors break the huddle with the clock down to 6:05. We know that head coach Jim Hoover is a wizard with running some time off the clock. We'll see what happens here. Hands it off for Wood to the left side. And, boy, the Hornets trying to strip that ball. They can't get it out, but they do drop him. Maybe a gain of one on the play, if that.
Well, that's the one thing you teach the kids as a defensive coach is you want the first guy to make sure he's got the ball carrier. Then the second and third go looking for the ball.
So 5:40, the clock continues to move here at Jim Hoover Field. And the home team, the Walton Warriors, with a 22-12 lead over visiting Harpersville Athens. It's the Class D football quarterfinals here today, folks. Winner will move on to Binghamton and the semifinals next Saturday. Second and 7 here for the Warriors. They'll hand off. This is Beers. Puts his head down, then drives his way into the pile. Maybe a gain of one or two on the play. Again, even when he's facing the wrong way, he's just backing into the pile and getting a few extra.
I was just going to say that, Nate. He turns his back to the defense a lot of times and just keeps pushing with his legs, and he gets his extra yards. It's just amazing to watch.
So this will be a third and 7 here with 5 minutes to go, third quarter. Ball is on the Hornets 13, so the Warriors are deep here in Hornets defensive territory, trying to punch it in, get this back to a two-score game. 22-12 lead here for Walton over visiting Harpersville Afton. Great crowd on hand today here at Jim Hoover Field. Here's Beers driving his way forward, but there's three Hornets right there to wrap him up, including Peyton Dean and the big 72, Brandon Latorre.
But he did get two, so it's going to bring up a fourth down and a real long, fourth and five.
Fourth and five, Latorre is going to go off here, maybe a little shaken up on that play. You wouldn't want to run into him trying to hit that hole, as we talked about before, 295 pounds on the line there for the Hornets. So fourth and five, and we'll see what the bag of tricks pulls out here for the Walton Warriors.
14 is not in the backfield. He's out in a wide out blocking here.
He's going to block, and Walton driving it forward there with Dylan Wood. Don't think he's going to get the five here, though, Tim.
No, I think it's going to be a turnover on downs. Great job by the Hornets defense on that series.
Boy, so Walton drives it right down the field after that great kickoff return, but the drive stalls out at about the 12-yard line. And now Harpersville Afton will take over with 4:08 to go, third quarter, and they trail 22-12.
I'm giving 51 Mitchell Mertz the play of the game in that defensive series just because Meade was gone, and if he doesn't make that tackle, that's six more points for the Warriors.
Boy, that's a stop the Hornets had to have, and they got it there. But let's see what the offense can do after they scored on their first drive of the second half. So 4:08 to go, third quarter. Here is Dylan Lindsay handing off again to the far side there for Mitchell Weiss, but nowhere to go. The Warriors are right there to wrap him up.
Weiss got the ball and looked like he was going to get a couple yards, and then the linebacker, number 36 from the Walton Warriors, said absolutely not.
Aaron Stites was right there to wrap him up. Very nice play. So 3:45 to go. Clock continues to move here from Jim Hoover Field.
They came out on that play. The Hornets came out on that play with Dean isolated on the out on the left side with the cornerback. So, and they looks like what they're going to do again. They're putting a lot of pressure on number 26 right here from the Warriors.
Two wide receivers for the Hornets split out to the right as they go left to right. A run up the middle here again for Madison Hoover. He's got some daylight. Gets to the 20, to the 25, cuts back to the 30, still on his feet. And again, another nice run here for Madison Hoover. That'll move the chains for the Hornets.
Twinkle toe feet right there. I mean, he was dancing around back and forth, and kept the ball and got a nice little gain and first down for the Hornets, and they take over first and 10 on the 30.
You know, when we've seen him this year, he's been more of a north-south straightforward guy. Today, he has been a highlight machine of back and forth going east and west.
And we're seeing quite a different variety of running styles here today.
So coming up on 3 minutes to go in this third quarter as the clock continues to run down. Walton leads Harper-Zilafton 22-12 here in the Class D football quarterfinals today, live from Walton Central School. And they'll hand off a little pitch to Josh Wilson here for the Hornets. Can he get to the edge? He does, but he's met there by a couple of Warrior tacklers, maybe a gain of two.
Yeah, a real nice play right there, but I think it was the defensive end for the Walton Warriors would not give up that edge. He was being blocked, and he did not give up the edge, waited for help, and stopped the big gainer.
Ball up to about the 34. It's going to be a second and eight, second and seven here for the Hornets. Clock continuing to move down to 2.5 to go, third quarter. So the Hornets taking their time. This is a big drive for them if they could put some points on the board.
Yeah, it definitely is, and obviously, you know, you're keeping the Warriors off the field, their offensive Warriors off the field, if you can make a long, sustaining drive here.
Ball on the 34s, the Hornets in the white, the navy blue, the gold trim going left to right. They'll fake a handoff. Now they get it to Hoover in the backfield, but he's brought down. That was Beers. Guess who? Breaking through to rip him down.
Middle linebacker blitzed and absolutely made a great play. Loss of probably three, and it'll bring up third down and nine.
Boy, a great play there by Beers as well as Jordan Summers right into the backfield, and a guy who's been kind of tricking back and forth all day today. They just wrapped him up right at the knees.
Yeah, and I got to say that was a well-called blitz right there, because it was like they knew what play they were going to run just by what the formation they were in, and they called it, and they got him behind the line of scrimmage.
Third and nine for the Hornets. They trail Walton 22-12. Here's the snap. Back to pass. Looking to throw one over the middle. He's flushed out of the pocket. This is Dylan Lindsay. Takes off. He's going to get the first down and more up to the 46 before he's wrapped out of bounds here by the Warriors. Nice play there when he really had no options in terms of the pass.
Yeah, he was looking like he was going to throw. There was nobody open, so he tucked it and got the first down for the Hornets. And I got to give a lot of credit to a young man from Walton, number 26, who made a really nice tackle. And as they were going out of bounds, he let the kid go. He didn't throw him down to the ground. Good sportsmanship.
Yeah, Tabor Van Valkenburg, you know, he had to get to the edge there. Otherwise, Lindsay could have really had a beat down the sideline. Minute 20 to go, third quarter, 22-12 is the score. Walton on top of Harper-Zilafton. It was 22-6 at the halftime break. Hornets scored on their first drive of the third quarter, and they're driving here again. So first and 10 coming up here, and here is Lindsay. Little miscommunication it looked like there on the handoff as he tried to give that one to Mitchell Wiest, and Beers was right in there to make the tackle, as well as Dylan Kilpatrick.
Yeah, I think the quarterback there, Lindsay, just when that didn't go the way it was supposed to, he was like, oh no, here they come.
Yeah, the orange and black really were just raining down on him there with nowhere to go. So we're under a minute to go here in the third quarter. It's 22-12, and this is going to be a second and 12 coming up here for the Hornets, as they're trying to get up towards midfield as they go left to right. Ball is up to about the 43-yard line.
Seems like they've run along a lot of plays in their defense or in their offensive zone.
Just picking up a couple of yards at a time here as the Warriors really making them work for it. Wilson is in motion from right to left, and we'll have a flag on the play.
It's going to be a false start on the wideout for the Hornets.
So a false start here, and this will back up the Hornets. So just when they pick up that key first down with the quarterback running Dylan Lindsay, boy, is a momentum killer here. We'll back them up.
You know, self-penalizing the self on that play right there, but then also they had the broken play and lost a couple yards on that. So it's going to be a tough haul here.
This will back them up to the 38-yard line. Second down and long here coming up. Down to 15 seconds to go in the third quarter. Lindsey's going to throw out here to Josh Wilson in the flat. He's going to pick up a couple of yards, but another flag on the play, but it was on the far side of the field.
Yeah, I'm looking like it's probably going to be about the same play as last time. It's on the far side of the field the flag came in. I did not see that. I was watching the play holding against the Hornets.
Boy, so this is going to back the Hornets up even more. When it rains, it pours. And this is going to be quite a long second down to go here with 9 seconds to go here in this third quarter.
Yeah, they take this penalty. It's going to push them back 10 more. It's going to be really close to my favorite saying, second in a country mile.
9 seconds to go, third quarter, and it really is a country mile here. This is a second and very, very long coming up here. This is about a second and 26 here, Tim, but the clock, I think, is going to run out on this third quarter, and that'll do it. So it was 22-6 at the half. Harper Zilafton gets one back, so it's 22-12. With one quarter left to go here from Walton at Jim Hoover Field. 22 for Walton, 12 for Harper Zilafton. For Tim Cutting, I'm Nate Lowe. We'll be right back here on WCDO.
The Madden family of funeral homes continues to serve the needs of our local communities in Broome, Shenango, Otsego, and Delaware counties. The Osterhout Madden Funeral Home is located in Harpersville, and the Westcott Madden Funeral Home is in Unadilla. The Madden family of funeral homes is proud to support local high school football on WCDO and wishes all area athletes good luck this season. Offering a wide range of personalized services to suit your family's wishes, the Madden family of funeral homes will be there for you. Call 693-1151. Or 369-4122.
When it's time to paint, it's time to visit the paint experts at Village Variety, Main Street, Unadilla. For over 35 years, we've been the area's Benjamin Moore paint store. We can match the color you want from a 1-inch square sample. Village Variety carries 15 different Benjamin Moore paint lines, and all of our Regal Select Latex paints are 100% VOC compliant, helping to protect the environment. And if you need a vapor barrier for your bathroom, kitchen, or laundry room to avoid moisture problems, we can help there too. Village Variety, your Benjamin Moore paint store, Main Street, Unadilla. We know paint.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
Welcome back here on CDO. Nate Lull and Tim Cutting with you here as we start the fourth quarter live from Walton Central School. Walton leads Harpersville-Afton 22-12. And now they'll switch ends of the field, so the Hornets will be going right to left here in the white with the navy blue and the gold trim. Walton in the orange with the black trim here today. Or the black with the orange trim, I should say. And here we go to start the fourth quarter on a second and 29 officially here for the Hornets. And in the backfield, nowhere to go for Dylan Lindsey. The orange crush with a huge sack there by Aaron Stites.
Stites splits off the corner, and he never even saw him coming because he was rolling to his left. He never saw him coming. Very, very good job of hanging on the ball there.
So start of the fourth quarter here. Walton leads Harpersville-Afton 22-12. This is going to be a third and 30 here for the Hornets, Tim.
Yeah, they definitely want to just run something here where they know they're going to keep the ball, and then they can punt it and flip the field.
Yeah, you have to make sure that you're in safe ground for punting and not a place to take any chances here because you're still in this ball game. 22-12, a lot of time left here in this final quarter. So here is Lindsey in the shotgun now. Three wide receivers split out to the right. He's going to throw up over the middle. Boy, this is a pop fly, and this will be almost picked off here. I think Walton should have had it there. Coming down to the ground was Jordan Summers. A little shaken up on the play, but that was a flying duck that came down in center field out there.
I wasn't quite sure what was going on there because there were three guys backing. He just heaved the ball up in the air, and his wideout just got there just in time to break up the pass. So they are going to get the punt, but it's going to be a lot further back than they would if they had ran a dive play or something to get up the field a little bit.
Fourth and 35, and Deion Oakley is back to punt right to left here for the Hornets. Nice punt here. They'll take a bounce for the Warriors. They're going to let this one go. Josh Wilson will down it for the Hornets. And Walton will start over at about the 39-yard line going left to right in their own territory.
And the punt was good enough to flip the other side of the field. So, Walton will have the ball on their side of the 50.
And here comes the Hornets defense for Harpersville-Afton. Once again, they are asked to come out and make a stop to try to give their offense another chance.
Pretty soon they're going to be saying, you want us to take over?
Yeah.
We'll just take intercept the ball and take it in for a touchdown. Let's see what happens.
10:56 to go, fourth quarter. Walton leading Harper's Elafton 22-12. It's the Class D football quarterfinals here today on CDO. Again, thank you to all our special sponsors, including Amphenol of Sydney, Acco of Sydney, Huff Ice Cream, the River Club, located on just off I-88, exit 7, Hot Rods Barbecue of Otigo, and Ken's Paint Service of Nineveh. So here is Walton handing off to Beers to the left side, keeps those legs churning. He'll pick up about 5 or 6 yards. Looks like he's only going to get 2 or 3, ends up with 5 or 6.
He just refuses to go down after the first contact. You know, I mean, it's just amazing because, I mean, they're making good hits and wrapping and everything, but this kid just will not go down after that first hit.
10.5 to go, fourth quarter, 22-12 the score. Walton on top of Harpersville Afton. Walton trying to punch their tickets to the semifinals next week in Binghamton against number 1, Tioga. The other matchup is Moravia taking on the 2-seed, Deposit Hancock.
Yeah, it's setting up for a great weekend next weekend.
That'll be Saturday down at the Binghamton Alumni Stadium. So here is the snap, Wood in motion, and they'll hand it off here, and this will be a pickup by Meade. Can he get to the corner? He will, to the 20, to the 15, to the 10. Touchdown here for Walton. A huge play down the right side, and a touchdown for Derek Meade.
Yeah, Derek Meade got to the outside, and once he broke to the sideline, it was all about his speed and the lack of speed for the Hornets, and they could not catch him.
Boy, Derek Meade with the touchdown there. He was in on an earlier touchdown today for Walton, so that's his second of the day. And it's a 28-12 lead with 2 minutes into this fourth quarter, so just a little over 10 minutes to go in the contest, and that could be a backbreaker.
Yeah, that definitely is going to take a little air out of the tires of the Hornets.
So here is Walton. It looks like they'll go for two as they break the huddle. And a big touchdown there, just about a 55-yard run. There for Derek Meade, the senior.
This is really big 2 points because it would make it 3 possessions for them to catch up.
So Walton, the line is set. They'll hand it off and up the middle there for Beers into the end zone. The 2-point conversion is good, and it's 30-12. Walton on top of Harper's Elafton with 10:04 to go here in this fourth quarter. We'll step away for 30 seconds. Again, the score after the Walton touchdown, 30-12. Over Harpersville Afton. For Tim Cutting, I'm Nate Lull. We'll be right back here on CDO.
The Egley family and the Egley Machine Company on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney proudly support high school sports on WCDO. The future of our area lies in the hands of our youth, and Egley Machine urges students to work hard in school. It's very important to complete your education, as today's job market is very competitive. No matter what field you're going into, prepare yourself for a prosperous and rewarding career. Egley Machine is a proud Tri-Town company that designs and builds injection molds for the plastics industry and components for a variety of other companies. Egley Machine proudly supports the youth in our communities and is happy to be a part of high school sports on WCDO.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Walton kicking off to Harper's Elafton, and here's Dion Oakley. Goes from right to left before he's wrapped up at the 40-yard line on the return there for Harper's Elafton.
Yeah, number 22, Austin Brooker for the Walton Warriors with a real nice open field tackle. He was the only one there. Otherwise, the Harpersville Hornet runner is running free down the sideline.
Yeah, that looked like Oakley was going to have a little daylight to work with, but a good tackle there by Walton. So the score, Walton 30, Harpersville Afton 12 with 9:55 to go here in this fourth quarter live from Jim Hoover Field.
And you got to think they've got to be having a little sense of urgency because it is a 3-possession for them where they have to, you know, they get a quick score, they're going to probably have to kick onside and try to get the ball back because they have to score 3 times.
Hornets need to try to score here on this drive. And here's the snap. They hand off to Mitchell Wiest. Wiest back to the left side to the 50 into Walton territory down to the 45. Nice run there. It was a very good fake. It looked like Madison Hoover had the ball, but Wiest came out to the left side.
The Hornets showing a little faking going on there. I didn't think he had the ball either, Nate.
So Wiest easily picking up the first down, and the Hornets now going right to left are into Walton territory down to the 45. And so here's a little pitch to Hoover on the first and 10. He'll cut to the outside. Flag on the play coming up to the 40, to the 35, down to the 30. Hoover's still on his feet. Cuts back. He's just going to get stumbled and tripped up down here at about the 5-yard line, but we'll see if the flag brings it back here, Tim.
Yeah, this came from the umpire, so I'm believing it's going to be offensive holding, but we'll see.
And we have an injured Harpersville Afton player down on the field over on the far side. And it looks like the head coaching staff is going to come out to have a look there. It looks like maybe Dennis Wilson over on that far side.
So he got absolutely upended. I mean, he got hit really low and went head over tail. You know, I mean, it was not real good.
So this is going to be a face mask against Harpersville Afton, and we'll hope the best here for Dennis Wilson. Maybe just got the wind knocked out of him. So we'll step away for 30 seconds, and we'll wish the best here for Dennis Wilson, but the face mask will bring Harpersville Afton back to about midfield. 9:33 to go, fourth quarter. Walton leading Harpersville Afton 30-12. We'll be right back on CDO.
The doors are always open at Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center of Sydney. Yes, the doors are always open. But wait, let's rephrase that. Doors to our vehicles are unlocked and available for you to open 24/7, 365. Every vehicle is also clearly marked in price, mileage, miles per gallon, features, and what we call seller's notes with monthly payments and warranty information. So while you consider a new-to-you car, truck, SUV, minivan, or crossover, remember the doors are always open at Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney, where we care about each and every customer, each and every day.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
9:33 to go, fourth quarter here in Walton, and the Warriors leading Harpersville Afton 30-12 here. Saturday football on CDO. A face mask against Harpersville Afton, Tim, brings them back after a nice run by Hoover is taken away.
Yeah, Hoover, I thought he was going to score, but then all of a sudden he just stumbled right at the last minute. But, you know, that great effort negated by that face mask.
So the ball at about the 49-yard line. Harpersville Afton going right to left. And this will be a first and 14 now. They'll hand it off again to Mitchell Wiest. He rumbles and stumbles up the middle, and he's easily going to pick up about 10 or 12 yards here down to the 38-yard line. Wiest having a great second half here for HA.
Yeah, they're going, giving 44 a lot of love here today in the second half.
A great season so far for the Hornets, coming in 6-1, finishing second in their division. Their only loss on the season was to Class D powerhouse Tioga. Just a great group so far this year for Tim Petras and his Harpersville Afton squad. Here's a 2nd and 3. The pitch to Josh Wilson, first down, and he'll pick up about 4 yards when he needed 3. That'll move the chains here for Harpersville Afton.
Yeah, the clock will stop while they move the chains, but then it'll start right back up as soon as the ball is set for play.
8:40 to go, fourth quarter. A 30-12 lead here for Walton over Harpersville Afton. Want to make sure you stay tuned for our postgame show and our 3 awards for offense, defense, and all-purpose coming up. Here's a pitch to Madison Hoover to the right side. He's trying to find the edge on the outside, dives his way forward for maybe a gain of 2 or 3.
That's the first time today that we've seen him not go, you know, right up the field when he got to the corner. He actually had to do a little lateral running there, and that limited his gain of about 2.
8:15 to go here, fourth quarter, 2nd and 9 coming up for the Hornets. The clock, Tim, really starting to become their enemy here.
Oh, definitely is, and, you know, I mean, you almost got to think if they're going to really be able to get back in this game, they need to put the ball in the air, because if it falls incomplete, the clock stops.
So we're under 8 minutes to go, fourth quarter, live here in Walton from Jim Hoover Field. 2nd and 9, ball on the 31 as Harpersville goes right to left. Again, they hand off to Hoover. He breaks through the first line, still on his feet, down to the 15, to the 13, before he's brought down. Another great run by Madison Hoover of Harpersville Afton.
And we talked about this in the Tioga game. They just don't give up. They don't care what the score is. They're going to play you every single minute of the game.
7:47 now as the clock stops here. 30-12, Walton on top of Harpersville Afton. 1st and 10 coming up for the Hornets. We talked about they needed to score on this drive, and now they're in the red zone.
Yep, they're down where they can actually get close to where they can put some points on the board. And with that clock ticking down the way it is, you got to imagine they're going to have an onside kick if they do score.
Ball is on the 14. Quarterback Dylan Lindsay under center. Peyton Dean, a 6'5" receiver, is in motion from left to right. QB keeper here for Lindsay. Bounces to the outside, but Walton sniffing this one out. But a nice cutback there by Lindsay, and he's still able to pick up 3 or 4 after it looked like he was dead to rights.
Yeah, the Walton edge the cornerback and the actual defensive end did a fantastic job, turned it back inside. However, the inside guys of Walton were late getting there, so that's why he was able to turn it up and get five.
6:55 to go, fourth quarter, second and five coming up for the Hornets. Ball is down to the 8-yard line. They are deep in Walton territory. They trail 30-12. The pitch to the right side for Hoover. Cuts back into the middle of the pile here. Driving his way forward. He's going to be right down to about the 2-yard line here.
Wow. I thought he put his knee down behind the line of scrimmage, but they did not throw out the little baggie, so I guess it's a good play.
Another run by Hoover, and this is going to be a great opportunity here for the Hornets. Again, the ball about on the 2-yard line. Clock continuing to move down to just about 6.5 minutes to go in the contest. And Walton on top, 30-12. Going to be a first and goal, first and two here for the Hornets as they try to get the play from the sideline.
Yeah, they are taking a little bit of time here. And pretty soon you're going to have to start thinking about, if you're the Hornets team, you're going to have to start thinking about calling multiple plays in the huddle.
Here's Dylan Lindsay, and he has Dante Carroll split out to the left now. The snap is high. And it'll be a QB keeper there from Lindsay. Dives into the end zone. Touchdown here for the Hornets with 6:10 to go in the ball game.
Okay, there you go. There's one. Now they got to get this extra point, and then they'll be down, I believe, 14.
Do you try to kick, or do you go for two here, Tim?
I think you got to take the two. I think you got to take the two because...
Get all the points you can.
All you can, yep.
So 6:10 to go, fourth quarter. It's now 30-18. Walton leading Harpersville left, and this is the 4-5 matchup, folks, in the Class D football playoffs. Winner will go to Binghamton next Saturday to take on number one seed Tioga. And it looks like the Hornets will go for two. Lindsay is under center now. Here's the snap. He pitches to Wilson to the left side. Wilson cutting back. He's going to be close, right on the line. No, didn't get it. A very, very close call there for the Hornets. They didn't get it, and they still trail by 12, 30-18 with 6:10 to go.
And I'll tell you what, that official could not have had a better view. I mean, he was right on that line, and he actually came in to see if the ball crossed the line or crossed the goal line. It did not. So 6 points for Hornets.
And now, as we talked about, Tim, it looks like the Hornets are going to have to try for the onside kick. It's the only option you have.
You would think they would be doing that, but maybe... Maybe not. We'll see.
6:10, that's still a fair amount of time, but you need that ball back, and you got to hope that you could stop the Walton run, which is no guarantee.
And that's what you have to know that's what you're going to see from the Warriors, because they want to run the clock, so they're just going to be the ground and pound that we know from Walton for years and years and years.
We saw them do this against Delhi back in the middle of the season. They just ate up that clock at the end of the game when Delhi was, you know, keeping it close for a while. And they literally handed off to Dawson Beers 20, 25 straight times, chewed up that clock, and just gave the Bulldogs no time to answer. They could do that here. We'll see if Harper Zalatin will kick it off, or do you go for the onside kick?
Well, I'm thinking that Walton's expecting the onside because they got the old hands team up there in the front.
Six guys right on that front line prepared here for Walton. Let's see what the kickoff is here with 6:10 to go, fourth quarter. Walton leading Harpersville Afton 30-18. There's the whistle, and the kick goes straight forward up the field, and Walton, a great job there to just field it right at the 48-yard line. Very nice play. I believe that was Rutherford falling on it.
Yeah, number 31.
Merrill.
Oh, Merrill. Merrill showed really great hands there. The ball was actually above his head. He caught it and just went to the ground. Nice play.
Yeah, I think the Hornets were just hoping for maybe a bobble there on a high kick, but Walton right there to just snatch that one up. 6:08 to go, fourth quarter. Now the Warriors in the orange and black going left to right are going to have great field position here as they lead 30-18. And we'll see if they can choose some clock here. Senior quarterback Blake Hitt is under center, hands off to Beers. He's stuffed in the backfield, bounces away, though, to the outside, trying to turn the corner, nowhere to go. It's going to be a loss on the play. Valiant effort there by Beers to try to make something out of nothing, but Harpersville really crashing hard.
Well, I'll tell you, when you see Beers running outside the tackles, you know something's not right. Because usually it's quick hitters right up the gut, and when you see that happening, that's odd.
Well, he ran into a brick wall there as the Hornets were crashing hard, and he had to bounce to the outside, but this clock... Still continuing to move down to 5.5 to go in the contest. Walton leads 30-18 over Harpersville Afton.
Was it Lattery that hit him? Number 72?
I'm not sure. It was just a huge push by the line, and it really looked to me like Dean was in there. So here is Walton going left to right. They'll just hand it off up the middle. Again, nowhere to go. The Hornets are right there. Latorre is there, as well as Dean, and a nice play as well by Allen Rhodes.
Yeah, they are definitely stacking the box right at this moment. So,
third and 11.
Third and 11, and you thinking that they're just going to run the clock out, but they can also throw the ball. They haven't done it yet. We know they can because they did it on the first play of the game for a 65-yard touchdown score.
Timeout here for Harpersville Afton. 5:13 to go fourth quarter. Walton leads Harpersville Afton 30-18. Third and 9 coming up for Walton. And again, just our special sponsors, a huge thank you to them today, including Sydney Federal Credit Union. They're a special sponsor today. They also sponsor our audio archive as well as our web streaming service. So if you're listening on WCDOsports.com, that's all made possible by SFCU. Of course, the River Club of Afton, proud to support Harpersville Afton Athletics, just off I-88, exit 7 in Afton. The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, the ACO Brands Company of Sydney, Huff Ice Cream, located in the Industrial Park right there in Sydney, Hot Rods Barbecue of Otigo, and Ken's Paint Service of Nineveh. We talked about Ken earlier, always a proud supporter of Harpersville Athletics. So 5:13 to go, fourth quarter.
Big call right here, you know. I mean, you don't want to have to kick it right back to him here. But you've got third and 9 right in the middle of the field. We'll see what the Warriors come up with.
Third and 9, just a little over 5 minutes to go here from Walton Central School. Jim Hoover Field, winner of this contest, moves on to the Class D football playoff semifinals. Man in motion here for Walton, and they'll pitch this one off to Rutherford, the cutback, and he has nowhere to go. Wrapped up in the backfield, right at midfield, and this is going to bring up fourth down with 5 minutes to go.
Big number 43 with a fantastic play there, kept the edge and turned it back inside, and there was a host of Hornet tacklers there to take him down.
Dean was there, as well as Dante Carroll coming up, it looked like, from the secondary to help make the tackle. This will be a 4th and 9 here with 5:03 exactly to go, and it looks like another timeout.
Yeah, I think the Hornets take another timeout. They want as much time as they can because they do have to score 2 times, so we'll see what happens.
So the Hornets talking things over in their huddle, the Warriors in theirs, and again, the winner will move on to the semifinals here of the Class D football playoffs. The winner will get Tioga. The other semifinal, which will be at 3 o'clock down in Binghamton, will be Deposit Hancock taking on Moravia. This game, the winner of this game will take on Tioga at noon.
Yeah, and when you just said that, I was thinking, you know, yeah, you're great. We won the game. Get Tioga.
Yeah. I mean, Tioga, the 3-time defending Class D sectional champion, it's going to be a tough out for anybody, no matter who they run into down the road here in Class D Section 4. So here we go. This will be a 4th and 9 here for Walton. It looks like they'll punt it away, and Deion Oakley, very dangerous runner, is back standing on his own 20-yard line here for the Hornets.
I think I tried to kick it away from him because he is very dangerous.
Here's the snap, and the punt is clean and away. Nice punt here for the Warriors. Oakley's just going to have to let this one go, and it takes a Walton bounce all the way down to about the 7-yard line. You couldn't script that one any more perfect than that.
Nope, and he did exactly what I said. He kicked it over to the sideline. Oakley couldn't get there. And because he couldn't get there, he had to let it drop. And when it dropped, it picked up another 10, 15 yards. And Harpersville's going to have to go a long ways for this.
4:54 to go here, fourth quarter. Walton leads Harpersville Afton 30-18. And they are pinned back against their own end zone here. Walton player is down on the field at the moment. That's Jacob Merrill. We'll hope that he's okay. We wish him the best. He's down at the 20-yard line. And hopefully just maybe the wind knocked out of him, something like that. So coaching staff out to have a chat with him.
Looked like to me he was grabbing his hand, but I can't really see because right now he's just hunched over, and if you get the wind knocked out of you, you want to have your body as upright as you can to get as much in as you can. So I think it's something other than, you know, a little wind knocked out of him.
We'll wish the best for him, and we'll step away for 30 seconds. 30-18 is the score. Walton on top of Harpersville Afton. We'll be right back on CDO.
Finding a contractor that you can trust can be difficult. But not when you rely on Cohen and Fraser Builders of Franklin. They're local,
fully insured and offer over 50 years combined experience. From custom building and expert remodeling, including kitchens and baths, as well as plumbing, heating, and electrical work, Cohen and Fraser Builders see the project through from start to finish. For professional, honest, exceptional home or business services, call Lee or Ed today at 829-5426. That's 829-5426. Cohen and Fraser Builders of Franklin.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
4:54 to go in this fourth quarter. Walton leading 30-18. Jacob Mara a little slow coming off the field here for the Warriors. We'll wish him the best as we'll get back underway. They're going to need him. He's a big piece of this Walton offense if the Warriors are able to win and move forward here.
And if the Hornets want to do anything, they have got an eternity here to get down to score.
Yeah, starting on their own 8-yard line, going right to left. That punt by Walton really took a great bounce for the Warriors and pinned them back in deep. So here are the Harpersville-Afton Hornets. They're going to have to go the whole length of the field to try to get back into this ball game. And then in the back of the end zone here, this could be a safety. Lindsay throws the ball out to the far side. It's bouncing around in the end zone, and the Warriors are going to fall on it here. And I believe this is going to be a touchdown for Walton.
Yeah, that was... You can't say what the kid's going through his mind right there. You know, safety's 2 points. Do that, now you've just given up 6 and a potential 8.
He was going to go down for the sack, definitely. He was trapped in the back of that end zone, and he just tried to get rid of the ball, and it fell right down to the turf in the end zone, and the Warriors were right on that thing.
Yeah, there was a whole bunch of them around that ball. I don't know actually who got the recovery and the score.
Looked like Beers.
Was it Beers? Imagine that.
Yeah.
Number 14.
He has a nose for the ball.
Around the ball.
He came out of that pile, and he was certainly fired up as the defense comes up big here for the Warriors. And they score on a defensive fumble in the end zone, and they lead 36-18 now. And they'll go for 2.
I was talking about a defense scoring. I wasn't talking about the Warriors. I was talking about the Hornets.
So here they are going for 2. Drops back, throwing over the middle there. Pass incomplete as it was trying to find one of his receivers going back across the back of the end zone there. Looked like that was number 22 across the back there, Austin Brooker. Just went through his fingertips and out of play. So 36-18 the score with 4:43 to go here, fourth quarter. And Walton gets a big stop on defense, and they come up with 6 points out of it.
Yeah, that was a really huge play because now that makes the score, again, 18 points. So you got 3 possessions that the Hornets need to put points on the board, and they only have 4 minutes and 43 seconds. And I do believe they used 2 of their timeouts, so they only have 1 left.
So fourth quarter here, 4:43 to go here, and Walton looking to punch their tickets down to Binghamton. They lead 36-18, and boy, Harpersville-Afton, they were closing back in, but boy, just a costly fumble in the end zone there, and the Warriors were all over it. And so now Walton will kick off, and the Hornets will have the ball once again going right to left.
Number 83 kicking for the Warriors here.
So again, just kind of kicking by committee this week for Walton as their normal kicker and punter is out with a concussion. So now Harpersville-Afton will pick the ball up. They'll start about their own 45. That's Nolan Denny. He kicks. He's a punter as well and one of their tight ends out with a concussion. They're hoping to have him back if they move on to next week.
Yeah, well, it's looking like that right now. I mean, obviously, there is still 4 minutes and 41 seconds left to go, but again, like I said, it's 3 possessions that the Hornets need the ball to score. So a lot of time, not a lot of time to have that opportunity.
Ball is on the 45 for the Hornets. They're in the white tops today, the navy blue pants and the navy blue with the gold helmets. Of course, Walton's in the black uniforms with the orange pants, the orange helmets, and the orange trim. The orange crush trying to stop the Harpersville-Afton Hornets here and put a seal on this victory here today with 4:40 to go fourth quarter. And dropping back to pass here is Dylan Lindsay. Looks over the middle of the field, nowhere to go. Again, a huge rush there from Walton. He's able to pick up 2 or 3 because the pile actually pushed him forward, I believe.
He did exactly that, Nate. He got tackled from behind by 2 Warriors, and they shoved him the positive yards for him.
Bailey Wood was right in there on the tackle for Walton. As they've had some good pressure, especially here in this fourth quarter. And that helped them on the defensive touchdown on the last series as well. as Harpersville Apton fumbled in the end zone to give Walton this 36-18 lead. Down to 4 minutes to go in the contest here. Here's Lindsey, drops back to pass again for the Hornets. He's flushed out to the right side, avoids one tackler before stepping out of bounds right at the 50-yard line there for Harpersville Apton.
Nice little play right there. Got 2 or 3 yards on the play. They will take over third down and about 6, I'd say.
So a gain of 5 on the play there for Lindsey. So this will be 3rd and 5, 3rd and 6 coming up for the Hornets. Walton leading Harpersville Apton 36-18 with 3:54 to go in the contest. And the Walton Warriors trying to set a date with the Tioga Tigers next Saturday.
They're obviously in 4-down territory, being down 3 with this little time left.
Yeah, you got to play everything that you can here if you're the Hornets. Have to pull out all the stops, and they'll run it up the middle here with Hoover. And again, a nice little run for Hoover. Flag on the play. He stopped at the 39. That'd be about an 11-yard run, but we'll see what the flag is.
I totally missed that because I was watching this the side over here, the wideout and the cornerback for the Warriors. Had a nice little blocking game going on there, and neither one of them were giving up. So it was pretty interesting to watch. I didn't even watch the play. I apologize for that.
And so the penalty is going to be against Harpersville Apton, and so this is just really hurting the momentum.
Yeah, definitely. Twice that that's happened to them, they've gotten the distance that they needed for the first down and almost the score the one time, and then they actually had a penalty that brought him back.
And both were runs by Hoovers.
Yep.
Two runs by Hoover,
yep,
for Harpersville Apton, and both negated here by penalties. This one a holding call, which will put the Hornets back in their own defensive side of the field. Ball is at the 44 with 3.5 minutes to go here, and Walton leading Harpersville Apton 36-18.
Got to say, they're going to be looking for number 43, but he does have double coverage right now.
Double coverage out on Peyton Dean. He's trying to get free at the line. It goes right to him at midfield. Hit him in the chest, and he wasn't able to pull that one in as it was some good coverage there for the Warriors. And you can tell he's a little frustrated at the moment.
Yeah, that ball hit him right between the numbers, but then he got absolutely tattooed as that ball got there.
And you can see a little frustration now on the side of the Hornets. Certainly, you know, an upsetting game. They've had their chances in this contest here today on the road at Walton, a tough place to play, but the Warriors, you just have to play mistake-free football against them.
Yeah, you know, we talk about it all year long, momentum killers. You have a good little thing going, and then all of a sudden, boom, penalty sets you back, and now you're in a 4th and 11.
3:17 to go here, fourth quarter, 4th and 11. And Harpersville Apton's going to chuck one up over the middle, and this one is intercepted here by Dylan Wood of Walton, and he's going to make a nice return to the 50, to the 45, before going out of bounds here, and that should seal the deal for the Walton Warriors today. They'll pick the ball up and start at the Harpersville Apton 45 with 3 minutes to go.
Real nice play by the defender. Again, you know, they're in definitely his own coverage on that play, and obviously he just went up and got the ball. Good interception.
Had to go for it there. Again, when you're down like this in the playoffs, this is going to be the end of your season if you can't make a play. Had to go for it. Walton, just good defense there to make the interception. Again, stay tuned for our post-game show. We'll have our 3 awards brought to you by the Catalog Outlet, ACCO Brands of Sydney, as well as NBT Bank for offense, defense, and our all-purpose player of the game. Right now, Walton with a 36-18 lead with 3 minutes to go here in the fourth quarter, live from Walton Central School. So the Warriors going left to right in the black and the orange. Line is set. The ball is on the ground. A little miscommunication on the snap there, but Blake hit the quarterback for Walton, able to fall on it.
Very nice play by that young man, and I'll tell you what, that was pretty scary there for a second because big number 72 was right on top of him.
Yeah, Brandon Latore, one of the anchors of this line here for Harpersville Apton, was breaking through looking for that ball, but just couldn't get there in time for the Hornets. So 2:40 to go here, 36-18 is the score. And I'm sure sad for Walton today. We might have seen the last of some of the starters here. Dylan Wood, Dawson Beers. Want to make sure you keep those guys healthy. Little run up the middle here, trying to kill some of the clock here as Beers does get another run here. And got to think he'd be coming out soon here to make sure no injuries.
Yeah, you definitely want to, you know, start thinking about that. But we do have a flag on the far side of the field. False start against the Warriors.
False start against Walton. So 2.5 to go, fourth quarter, 36-18 is the score. Walton leading Harpersville Apton just a great season for both of these teams, both coming in with only one loss on the season. Harpersville-Afton, their loss was to Tioga. Walton, theirs was to Deposit Hancock. So losing to some of the top teams in the area, nothing to be ashamed of. And if you're the Hornets, you've had a heck of a year. You got to the playoffs last year, but for this year to go 6-1, now going to be 6-2, that's even a big improvement from last year's team.
Yeah, it is. And we talked about it earlier. The thing about the Hornet kids is they just don't give up. You know, I mean, they get down and they just don't give up. It's just really refreshing to see that they have that much heart.
It's been great with the addition of the Afton kids, too. Afton hasn't had football for a little over 10 years since it was the BGA program, so great for them to have a chance to continue to play ball as well. Here's the handoff to Beers. He'll push the pile forward. Dawson Beers close to a first down, down to 2 minutes to go in the contest. And again, Walton leads 36-18.
It looks like we're going to have a measurement for the first time today.
So the official's taking the timeout for the measurement here, as that was a 3rd and 7, and he was very close pushing that pile forward. And we'll see. They're going to say first down here for the Walton Warriors. And that's just the way the day has been in terms of Walton, you know, being able to just get the yards when they need it.
Yeah, they did. And I'll tell you what, I really thought we were going to see a measurement, but they did not. Referee gave the first down, so the Warriors have a minute 50 to go to run off the clock, and they're on their way to see Tioga.
So the Warriors, I'm sure, last year suffering that first-round playoff loss when they were the number one seed to the 8-seed Seton, wanting to make sure that that did not happen here today on their home field. As again, they'll hand off to Beers to the left side. He's brought down for the tackle, and the clock will continue to run. And so today they come in and they make sure they get the job done.
Oh, yeah, definitely. And that is going to be some interesting matchup with those two types of programs, you know, with the execution on the line blocking and everything up front. And then also the backs, dynamic backs. You've got Manuel and AZ for Tioga, and here you got Beers, Mead, and Wood.
Yep.
I mean, there's a lot of good running backs going to be in that game next week at 12 o'clock on Halloween.
On Halloween, and you never know what Jim Hoover's going to have up his sleeve. That was the game we were hoping for last year, was Walton-Tioga. It didn't happen because Walton got upset in the playoffs in the first round. So this year we'll get it. And then perhaps maybe a Deposit Hancock Tioga final, even a Deposit Hancock Walton final. Boy, that would be great for all the local football fans here. And now Walton's going to take a knee as we get down to 45 seconds to go in the contest. Both teams going to shake hands here, it looks like, as Walton's going to move on to the semifinals. And very happy here for the Black and Orange. The Orange Crush fans extremely pleased here today.
Yeah, that when we get to that point, the referee is looking at the clock, and he's waiting to tell the timer up here to start the play clock, and all he's waiting for is that 35 seconds, and as soon as it hits that 35 seconds, they put it in. They really don't need to snap the ball.
Down to 20 seconds to go here for the final snap of the contest. Walton will win today's game 36-18. Our special awards ceremony coming up for offense, defense, and all-purpose. The Warriors have punched their ticket to Binghamton. They'll get to take on Tioga in the Section 4 Class D football semifinals. Big win here today for the Warriors. Again, 36-18. We'll be right back with the postgame show here on WCDO.
When it comes to your future, there are things that count. And at NBT Bank, what counts most to you counts to us. That's why we offer iStrive, banking for youth and young adults. iStrive's free savings, checking, and debit products help you grow your money skills from grade school to college to your first big job. So whatever future you dream of, you can count on us to help you achieve it. Stop by or visit nbtbank.com and open an account today. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. Member FDIC.
If you are thinking of buying a new mattress or furniture for your home, now is the time to check out the catalog outlet stores of Unadilla, Oneonta, and North Norwich as they celebrate 26 years of being the area's value leader for brand name living rooms, bedrooms, dining rooms, and mattresses. Enjoy special anniversary pricing of 10 to 50% off everything store-wide, including sofas, recliners, TV consoles, sectionals, bunk beds, office furniture, and more by Ashley, Best Home Furnishings, Sunny Designs, Southern
Motion, and other popular manufacturers. In the catalog outlet Sleep Setters, you'll find anniversary savings on mattresses by Simmons Beauty Rest, Gold Bond, American Bedding, and Therapeutic in all sizes, styles, and comfort levels. Nobody sells mattresses for less. Delivery is available, as well as special anniversary financing to qualified buyers. See store for details. For your convenience, the catalog outlet stores are open 7 days a week, or shop online at catalogoutletonline.com.
Echo Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, Echo Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. Echo Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars. Echo Brands cheers on student athletes in every sport.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
Welcome back, folks. One last time here from Jim Hoover Field in Walton as the Warriors punch their ticket to the semifinals, 36-18, the win today over Harpersville Afton. Let's do our three awards here today. First, our NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award. NBT Bank, providing financial services to our local communities for over 150 years and proud to support area high school athletes. NBT Bank, for everything that counts, member FDIC. Give this one today to Dylan Wood of Walton. I just thought he was one of the running backs of that kind of three-headed monster that we talked about. Made several great plays on the offensive and defensive side of the ball, including a touchdown here for Walton today.
Well, yeah, Dylan had a great game, and I'll tell you what, it's just a great thing to have a stable of backs like they do here at Walton.
The Catalog Outlet Dynamic Defense Award. The Catalog Outlet is your store for over 1,000 items for the absolute lowest prices on bedding, sofas, and furniture for every room in your home. You can visit the Catalog Outlet with stores in Unadilla, Oneonta, and North Norwich. I'll give that to Dawson Beers today for Walton. I thought, of course, he runs the ball very, very well, but he recovered that fumble for the touchdown late in the game, which really helped Walton seal, and they just seemed to be in on a bunch of tackles, you know, flushing the quarterback out several times, and hearing head coach Jim Hoover say, if we could put him in on every single play, doesn't matter offense, defense, he wants to be out there. Thought he deserved that award here today.
Yeah, number 14, Mr. Beers, definitely has a nose for the ball, and if it's any, he's always around it, so great job, boy.
The Echo Brands All-Purpose Award is brought to you by Echo Brands of Sydney, supporting youth in our local communities and happy to be a part of high school sports on CDO. Echo Brands is a proud local employer and community partner. Madison Hoover from Harpersville Afton gets that award today. Thought he ran the ball very well, especially in the second half. Great on offense and defense, and just heart of a lion out there today.
Yeah, and he had some really good runs that got called back. You know, I mean, there was could have been a different story, but he kept his head to the grindstone and made good effort, and great game for him, too.
36-18, the final score. Walton defeats Harpersville Afton. So the final four is set in Class D football. Walton will take on Tioga. Moravia will take on Deposit Hancock. Those are going to be some great games. I think this will probably be our final football broadcast of the year. Tim, don't know if we'll follow anybody else along the way. So it will be interesting to see who wins those games. I'm sure we'll certainly be watching along the way, but might not have them here on CDO. You can always check back and check our schedule online, WCDOsports.com. If it is the end, I want to say thank you, partner. It's been a great year, and definitely see you for some basketball.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that. Sorry that the season may come to an end as far as football goes, but you know, as the leaves start turning and it gets colder and colder, it's about the round ball.
Yeah, that's for sure. It's nice to go to a game and not have to wear every piece of clothing you own.
So. Exactly.
Again, the final today, Walton defeats Harpersville Afton, 36-18. A big thank you to Jim Tomeo back in the WCDO studios. For Tim Cutting, I'm Nate Lull. Have a great afternoon from WCDO Sports.